This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open and look for a sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, and maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then Sneaky Snake goes dancing.
Final segment, Michael Malice, and Stu Peters taking over in the fourth hour. We're going to be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central, commercial-free, for at least an hour. It's going to be powerful. Some of the other big news on Infowars.com. I know Owen Schroer will be covering in an hour. Body cam footage shows moment cops rescue six-year-old girl snatched off bike by kidnapper. We're going to talk about the police and that situation. God bless abortions. God bless abortions draped across Christ, the Ozark statue in Arkansas. We have Democrats and leftists defacing Christian icons and burning churches down all over the world. We'll talk about that with Michael Malice and why he thinks that's happening coming up in the interview tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central at Infowars.com. But in the 4 minutes we have left, it's great to have you here. You wanted to give us a prelude to tomorrow's show, Saturday's show, about a Russian's perspective on what's happening in America.
Yeah, this is something I think, you know, when you're born in another country and you're raised in a certain household, I bring it up a lot in interviews and people kind of tease me about it. But I think it's germane because when you're not trained from an early age to take certain things at face value, you never learn them. There's a reason why it's so important for people like Kamala Harris. Joe Biden just had a proposal, I think it was yesterday, trying to extend education for free to community college. So they'll have you by the time you're, what, 3 until you're 21 to train you and educate you and punish you if you step out of line. The point of government schools is to break young spirits and make people submissive and docile to authority. When you are coming from a different culture, when you're raised, you know, to have this kind of skepticism, many things that Americans, and I'm not saying this to insult Americans at all.
We're not as free as we think we are.
Right. And also we take things as a given that are perceived to be true. But if someone was never raised in that, you just sit there. You're like, how can you think for a second that this is something that is the case? Or maybe you think it's bad, but you don't appreciate just how bad and pervasive it is.
Well, it's like circumcision. Like, I'm against Muslims cutting the clitorises off of little girls. People go, hey, what about circumcision? It's like, it's true. Like, why do I have a Jewish ritual? I mean, why is my penis Jewish? I mean, it's serious.
Well, the Egyptians invented it, so yeah. Maybe you've got some kin.
I've got an Egyptian penis.
Maybe, why? Because it's all mummified.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrapped in bandages.
No, it's black. No more jokes. I shouldn't do it. I'm sorry. Apologize, family audience. No, but seriously, it's just, what?
I love my life. This is what I get to do. And I can't wait to move to Austin and get the F out of New York and never look back. It just hurts me so much to see what's happened to New York. It really, really.
Well, Austin's got its own problems.
I'm not saying, but my people are here. Like, all
but
my
what's more localized,
here.
Though?
Yeah, like, yeah, and that's fine. But like,
if downtown Austin is like L.A.
I thought they had that bill that they're going to ban the public tents on the street.
They cleaned up about 80% of it.
Okay, so there's still 20%, but it's still, compared to New York and what's happened to it, it's just so, and here's the thing, I'm old enough to remember, when you have people start playing their music everywhere and you have the return of graffiti, violent assaults and home invasions are what's going to happen next, and I'm very, very concerned about the future of New York.
We'll talk about it tomorrow at 4 p.m., but hey, I love your shirt. Because that's a meme. It's different connotations. You kind of project onto it what you're thinking. It's a provocative image.
Yeah, and it's also, I just like the color scheme.
Absolutely.
I thought it fits well on me. I didn't know what to wear here.
We're going to have you shoot a 357 Magnum snub nose.
Let's do it, yeah, while wearing the shirt.
In fact, tomorrow on the show, we'll get some guns out.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun.
We'll shoot them right here in studio.
I actually know the gun rules. You only point at something that you want to kill. Assume every gun is loaded. I think there's a few others that even if you get them wrong, you're still going to be safe.
Well, we're going to have some very, very fun times. We'll shoot full auto.
I hate fun. I had fun once. It was terrible.
Oh, my God. What you do is you take DMT and mushrooms.
At the same time.
At the same time with machine guns.
Yeah, everything's going to end
bikini
up
girls with machine guns. I'm joking. I'm joking.
He's half joking.
We got some bikini girls we got to take out tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Michael Malice. We got a big guest host coming up. Stu Peters straight ahead. And in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Lomas Schroeder. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Love you all.
Thank you so much.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
I just really look forward to Fridays. I appreciate being here. I love this audience. I get reached out to. I get emailed, DMs, people that watch, you know, this program, InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show, the whole thing. I mean, it's just, it is really humbling to have a platform like this and to be invited back here every Friday. I really enjoy it. So I want to start by saying that I love you guys. I really do appreciate all of the support that you have given, and StuPeters.tv is really taking off, and I believe a lot of that has to do with the fact that I come here and join you guys every Friday, and it really is humbling to be accepted in your graces. I was having a thought earlier this morning, and before I get to my guests, I just kind of want to relay this thought to you. With everything that is going on in Arizona is so incredibly pivotal. And that is the reason why the attention is being distracted away from that by any means necessary. And now we're finding out that this weekend, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and all of these globalist elitists that want to crush you, steal your freedom, stomp all over your individual liberty, tear apart the Constitution. And I'm not just talking about here in the United States. This is a global concerted effort to destroy any freedoms that any of our brothers and sisters have. This is not about black and white people or Christians versus Muslims. This is not about any of that. And they know that. They know that we recognize that we are so much more alike than we are different, and that we will band together. And when you combine, you know, having a platform like this, and I'm sure that Alex can appreciate this as well. When you have a platform, when you talk and interview guests, you get so many different life perspectives, different experts. People weigh in on experiences that they've had. And you develop this Rolodex of people, and you hear these stories, and you get emails constantly of people that are being victimized by this agenda. And you start to realize that this effort is so overwhelmingly planned and is being so carefully implemented, but you recognize also that there is this huge panic going on as everything hits at one time. And it's not a coincidence. There are no coincidences. It's no coincidence that a mass exodus is happening amongst our great cops while all these democratically controlled major cities across America burn, that there's an insurgency happening. And, you know, in Los Angeles, we just saw this morning that a guy is climbing to the top of a church to light the cross on fire. I mean, these things are happening on the streets of America that we would have never imagined happening, all the while this plandemic, this control of virus, you know, and they're wargaming over the weekend. Right now in Germany, starting today, Klaus Schwab and this World Economic Forum are apparently meeting about the next thing that they are going to do, which apparently is going to dwarf the whole COVID-19 plan. It's just, it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that When you look at a population like the Amish, for example, why don't the Amish have a COVID-19 problem? Because they don't have a TV. They have not been indoctrinated by this psyop, this plan. And it's so incredibly frustrating to hear the stories of these victims. And then to look around and see the potential that we have, knowing that we are a giant country. We are a huge country in so many ways, not just numbers. But in so many ways, we're the only superpower that remains on the planet. And there are so many paths to victory. there are so many easy wins. And those wins begin in Arizona. And I don't want you to take your eyes off of Arizona. Arizona could quite possibly be the answer to saving our constitutional republic. But the victim stories we have to stay on because these people need a voice. And my guest today is Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Brian Artis is not only a doctor and a well-qualified expert, but he's also the son-in-law of his deceased father-in-law, who died because of ill-advised hospital protocols, which after hearing his story, I don't call it ill-advised hospital protocols. I call it murder, intentional murder. He's done the most patriotic thing that any person could do, which is to take that pain and then transform it into action, to take the loss and transform it into something good, to use that platform, to use that experience, to then gain a platform, rather, to be in front of you. Dr. Artis is out here exposing corruption in the medical system. He's exposing the elites that are trying to grab every last bit of power that they can. His focus is like ours, which is medical freedom, education, waking the world with truth. And he joins us now. Dr. Artis, thank you so much for being here. So, in hoping to inform and hoping to inspire and hoping to empower those that are struggling with personal health issues and decisions amid the COVID-19 control virus, the rollout of these inoculations, they're being falsely referred to as vaccines. We're seeing unprecedented amounts of death and injury as a result of these things. Take us through your story and why you're here. Introduce yourself to the InfoWars audience.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis. I have been a holistic healer, actually, since 2004. I was motivated to actually heal my sister, who was incorrectly diagnosed as having what's called systemic lupus erythematosus when she was 11 years old and I was 21 years old. At the time, I was told and my family was told that my little sister had a rare condition called systemic lupus erythematosus, which meant her body was now killing her. There is no known cause, no known cure. There's only these three treatment options. And these three treatment options are prednisone, methotrexate, and Plaquenil, which are three pharmaceutical drugs that she was going to have to live on for the rest of her life to try to suppress and minimize her symptoms. But this profession was absolutely admitting, and I recognized it right away, that they did not know how to figure out what caused her disease. They didn't know how to fix the disease. They just had these three treatment options they had to give her. My family was told these three drugs over time were going to destroy her liver and kidneys, and she would not live into her 40s. There was also side effects of stillbirths and birth defects in children while living on these drugs. So now my 11-year-old sister and my entire family were told she would never be able to have a family of her own. She could not have children. My parents were very distraught. They started crying. They thought they heard that she was diagnosed with a terminal illness. She wasn't diagnosed with a terminal illness. This profession told me and my family, we don't know how to fix it. We don't know what's wrong with her. We just call it lupus. These three drugs are her only option. And by the way, in the next three decades, they will end her life and poison her to death. And the poisonous effects are going to keep her from having children. And I looked at my family then and I said, just because this medical profession doesn't know how to figure out what happened to her 3 months ago to make her entire body hurt, doesn't mean that someone doesn't. So if I can't find another profession to tell us what's wrong with her, I will figure out what happened to her to make her hurt. It just made a sense to me that there was a cause and effect. Something happened to her. She started having pain. This is why I became the doctor that I am. And in 2004, I opened up my first Artis Healing Center in Tennessee, then subsequently did one in 2009 in Dallas, Texas. I just want your audience to know it took 12 years of her being treated with these drugs before I finally knew how to help people figure out what was the underlying causes of diseases. In my sister's case, she actually had microscopic parasites in her spleen that she picked up when she was 11 from the drinking water in the town she lived in. These parasites infiltrated her lymph system to cause all of her joint pain. The medical doctors called it lupus. It was actually a parasitic infection, never diagnosed or evaluated for. It took 2 months to get rid of all the parasites. It took 3 more months to get her off her drugs. She hasn't been on any of those drugs for the last 9 years. And she has 4 children now. She had her 4th one in October. The body can heal. It has been confirmed. She doesn't have lupus anymore. But the overall theme here is what you've been told medically is not always true. There is a cause for your symptoms. You need to find someone to tell you what's causing it.
Not only is it out. a lot of times these are intentional lies meant for deception, intentional lies meant for deception for the benefit of Big Pharma only, and for the control of people who want complete subservience. And, you know, with about 50 seconds left here before we go to break, I'm holding you over. Don't worry about that. Because this story that Dr. Artis is here to tell us, I heard for the first time yesterday. This story that he's about to tell you today on InfoWars is going to expose to you that Anthony Fauci is not only a murderer in the current sense that we know. We know about the COVID-19. We know about the man-engineered virus. We know about these vaccines because those are the topics that are so heavily covered and discussed. But this has been going on since day one with Anthony Fauci. And we're going to talk about your father-in-law, and we're going to talk about what happened there, and we're going to talk about what happened immediately when this control of virus hit, specifically why it impacted New York, why Cuomo sent people to death camps. All of those things was all because of Anthony Fauci, and we're going to get to that straight ahead. Stick around.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Stu Peters of StuPeters.tv here on the Alex Jones Show, final and fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, the War Room is coming up next, and I'm joined by a very fascinating guest. You know, we have seen trending hashtags on Twitter and other social media networks, fire Fauci, Fauci's a murderer, he's a killer, all these things, and that is all true. But a lot of you may not be really familiar with stuff that's just publicly discoverable about how long this has been implemented since day one. And these inoculations being falsely referred to as vaccines, which we're seeing absolutely horrific fallout from these, it's important amid all of these things that we're unafraid to really focus on the unpopular truth, and that truth is that we are watching innocent lives lost. And the majority of them were not, and in fact, remain not necessary. These were all preventable. Dr. Artis personally experienced these things with his father-in-law. He's going to briefly run through that story so that we can get to the Fauci killer. Dr. Artis, thanks a lot for being here. Take us through your father-in-law, what you noticed there, and then how you transitioned into noticing, whoa, this is really going on.
Early February 2020, my father-in-law walked into a hospital in Dallas, Texas, with a fever and a headache, totally independent living. They actually diagnosed him with the flu, put him on three antibiotics, which was actually horrible. Antibiotics do not treat a virus. One of those actual drugs is called vancomycin. By day one, they started treatment. By day two, they told us he developed pneumonia. By day three, they told us he was now in acute kidney failure. Just so you know, vancomycin, the antibiotic, causes acute kidney failure, which it started doing on day one. Day one to day two, he did not have pneumonia. He actually developed pulmonary edema, which is water filling up in your lungs when you shut down someone's kidneys with a drug, which vancomycin is known to do. They, over a nine-day period, shut down my father-in-law's kidneys, leading to his lungs filling with water. Eventually, by day five, his brain filled with water, and he went unconscious. By day nine, they put him on a morphine drip and poisoned him over a four-hour period, overdosed him on morphine to paralyze his diaphragm and his heart, and killed him. They actually murdered him with hospital protocols. Now, I did not sit back and think this was okay. I battled with them, every doctor, the nurse's station, the board, every day from day five, six, and seven, and I was eventually kicked out by security on day seven. They weren't allowing me there to challenge everything they were doing, but they flat out murdered him.
Unbelievable. So when the COVID-19 so-called pandemic surprisingly hit the world, and there was an immediate panic, the biggest panic was, oh my gosh, we need ventilators. We need ventilators. We can't get our hands on these ventilators fast enough. Is that because patients were experiencing pneumonia due to COVID-19?
Great point, Stu. So fast forward 3 months into May and June, after being furious about my father-in-law being murdered by an ill-advised hospital protocol, which really did murder him, I'm watching in the news the New York doctors and hospital administrators stating that when we start treating COVID-19 patients, very soon after starting treatment, the virus starts attacking the kidneys and is causing acute kidney failure. And we need not only ventilators, which we're short on, we also need dialysis machines, which we're also short on. And they kept stating, we've never seen a virus do this before. And I immediately wanted to know, well, what are they doing to treat these patients? I just watched a drug cause acute kidney failure and kill my father-in-law. In May and June, we were reporting in the news that there were more deaths in one day in America than the entire pandemic. No other country had more deaths than we did, so I wanted to know, well, what's America doing? The CDC website directed all people, including me, to the NIH's website. And on that website was Anthony Fauci's mandate for how we're going to treat all COVID-19 patients in American hospitals and clinics. It actually recommended a drug I had never heard of called remdesivir. and was bad-mouthing hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. Now, I didn't know anything about remdesivir, neither did any of the drug, the actual doctors in the country. Nobody knew about it either because it was never FDA approved and never in use because it was dangerous. But Anthony Fauci on the NIH's website stated there was two studies supporting using remdesivir only in this novel coronavirus pandemic. One was an Ebola study in 2018 in Africa, which remdesivir was used in. He said it was actually shown to be safe and effective against that virus. And then he stated a second actual study done by Gilead, the manufacturer of remdesivir, in early March of 2020 with 53 COVID-19 patients from three different countries. So I clicked the links to both of them. The Ebola study is referenced in the New England Journal of Medicine. I read that 2018 published study. There were four experimental drugs put in that study, including one from the NIH and Gilead's remdesivir. And what they actually stated in the study was halfway through the study, they found that remdesivir had the highest mortality rate of all four experimental drugs with Ebola patients. So the safety board for the study pulled remdesivir from the study because it was killing more people than the other two effective ones. They also pulled the NIH's, Dr. Anthony Fauci's experimental drug they put in there. They pulled both of them because both of them had the highest death rate with all the people in Africa with Ebola. It didn't even make it to the end of the study because it killed more people than it helped.
Yeah, and that was because it was kidney failure, correct? I mean, that's because it was shutting people's kidneys down and they were drowning in themselves, which is why these doctors assumed that they had to put these people on ventilators, and 9 out of 10 of them in New York on ventilators ended up dying, not because of the ventilator, but because they were being poisoned, killed by remdesivir, which was the drug that was not FDA approved, that Dr. Anthony Fauci knew created the most deaths in this study, not one, but two of them.
That's exactly right. The second study was actually on COVID-19 infected people. They found 22% of the people put on remdesivir that had COVID-19, 22% of all of them experienced four lethal side effects: multiple organ failure, acute kidney failure, which is what all the media was reporting, septic shock, and hypotension, all of which are lethal. 8% of all of the COVID-19 people put on remdesivir had to be taken off the drug by day 10 because they were dying from multiple organ failure. I knew immediately what killed my father-in-law, which was the side effects of vancomycin, a drug, was exactly the same thing causing to all the COVID-19 patients being treated in America in hospitals, in ICUs. They were shutting down their kidneys with acute kidney failure side effects. Their lungs were all filling up with fluid, and you were hearing it reported that COVID-19 is causing a secondary pneumonia. No, it wasn't. You're shutting down people's kidneys with a drug. You are drowning them to death, and they are dying. And this is exactly why I went into the media to expose. I was not going to allow, as much as possible, any more further injury to innocent Americans and families when we know exactly what's being caused by these drugs. These drugs account for up to 90% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in America. I am convinced of it. Less than 6% maybe were COVID-19 related or isolated. It was never as dangerous as it was proposed. The drugs were way more dangerous.
And the people that died supposedly from COVID-19, an astronomical percentage had comorbidities, serious ones. Now,
94%.
94%. One has to speculate that if Anthony Fauci, who we all know from the HIV AIDS epidemic, that he was a big part of that huge failure, now he's introducing COVID-19, which we know to be man-engineered and leaked from this Wuhan lab that we were all called tinfoil hat liars for conspiring about this. Then he pushes remdesivir through the NIH, which he knew was killing people, but pushed it anyways. As a matter of fact, doctors would be disciplined if they used any other treatments. They had to use the killer. And now the jabs are being pushed. You absolutely cannot get away from it. It's unprecedented. There's never been a vaccine so widely advertised. We're going to discuss that when we come back for one more segment with Dr. Artis. We appreciate you being here. Stick around.
So
We have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest, 20 in the posse.
Love being here on InfoWars. I absolutely love it. I'm so humbled by the invite to be here every Friday with you guys. I hope it lasts. Hope we're doing a good enough job for Alex over here. I'm joined by a guest that really humbles me as well. I mean, he's been through absolute hell and back. You know, the diagnosis of a loved one, and then the death of a father-in-law, and then to come to find out that these people were murdered intentionally is absolutely sick. This is the very system that we are supposed to trust, the system that we are raised and taught to believe in, We trust those people that are wearing a badge, for example, in our law enforcement, and then find out that the highest levels of law enforcement in our intelligence community has come to be weaponized against us and acting nefariously against us. The same thing with people in lab coats. And a lot of these things may be because of ignorance, but a lot of it is willful. And we have proven that Anthony Fauci has willfully done this. He knows about this research. He's the one that conducted it. He knows about these medicines, that they are poisonous. And he is now behind, in a major way, these so-called vaccines, these inoculations that Dr. Artis are causing unprecedented deaths. Now, I know that everybody is aware of this, but let me just remind you so that you can put your mind in the right place today is 25 people died from a swine flu vaccine trial, from a program. They halted the program immediately. 25 deaths. I mean, the VAERS system, which is reliable, reports over 5,000 people have died from this, over 60,000 adverse events. And we know because of a Harvard study that less than 1% are actually reported. We're talking about some odd 72,000 people, 72,600, something like that, dead. What is the threshold for death? Why do these things continue to be pushed so hard? There has never been a vaccine. There's never been a virus so widely advertised. You can't get away from it. Can you explain that?
Very sad and disturbing was the fact that the NIH and Anthony Fauci knew just how dangerous and death side effect causing and disease side effect causing remdesivir was years before they mandated it across the country. And only to find out that in October, the FDA produced a document internally to talk among themselves and report to themselves what they knew were going to be reported as side effects by the American citizens from the coming COVID shots in 2 months in December 2020. And I don't know if you have the slide, Stu. If you do, tell me. If not, I'm about to hold it up on the screen. The FDA also knew that there was 110 known diseases and side effects, including death and miscarriages, that were going to be reported to the government by doctors and by people getting the shots in America 2 months before the shots even came out. Do you happen to have that slide so your audience can see it?
Go ahead and hold it up. I'm not seeing it on the screen here. So just hold it up. I mean, people need to understand this. This is an actual FDA document, surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. These are the side effects that these people, and we have it on the screen now, Dr. Artis, we're talking Guillain-Barré syndrome. You remember Guillain-Barré. We have interviewed Brittany Galvin. She's been all over the place. I mean, now she's developed these tremors that are also listed here. Pregnancy and birth outcomes. They knew that people were going to experience these miscarriages or, quote, spontaneous abortions. Death. I mean, what do we need to do, Dr. Artis, in order to make the general population aware of these things as we're watching videos on YouTube, infomercials, people dancing around, creating songs, people in lab coats jumping around doing ridiculous advertisements, every billboard, everywhere that you go, every store, these people are, I mean, they're now at the dollar store. At the dollar store, they are training cashiers on how to give this inoculation to people. At what lengths will they go, and how do we make the general public aware of this? These people are dying. I mean, think about this. Just so everybody has a clear understanding, just picture this. September 11th every year at the memorial, names of over 3,000 people that perished on that day are read as a bell dings after each name is announced. It takes all day. 3,000 people, which is remembered as one of the greatest losses in a single day in the history of our country. 72,000 people have died from this shot, and they are pushing it harder than ever.
What do we do, Stu? If you can actually put that, can you put that slide back up there? Your audience needs to see this, okay? This is so powerful for people. You got to see this. Look at the right side of the screen. You will see there's three things, thrombocytopenia, and then the next two, which are related to blood clots. Look to the left. You've got strokes and myocardial infarction. These are heart attacks from blood clots. They knew in October 2020, they knew 2 months before the shots ever came out, there was five different kinds of blood clotting disorders that were going to come from these shots. Guillain-Barré syndrome is polio, the first one on the list. They knew deaths was going to come from it. They knew pregnancy and birth outcomes and miscarriages were coming. They know Look at the bottom right, every parent, grandparent. On the right, second from the bottom, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Let me read this to you. Multi-system inflammatory syndrome. This is a brand new disease, never existed before 2020. All right, I'm going to hold this up on the screen. Come to me. If you'll show me. The Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic has done a review of what the multi-system inflammatory syndrome is. Let me give it to you by definition. It's only in children. It's going to happen to you with these shots. This is a serious condition, the Mayo Clinic says. Some organs and tissues, such as the heart, lungs, blood vessels, kidneys, digestive system, brain, skin, and eyes become severely inflamed. The exact cause, we don't know why, but it's an excessive immune response to the shots. MISC, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, can lead to severe problems with vital organs that can result in permanent damage or even death. They knew this 2 months before the shots had come out. There has already been listed on the CDC's website. Go to cdc.gov and type in the search bar MIS-C. There's already been 5,000 children diagnosed with these damaging side effects from the shots reported to the CDC by doctors. They're already seeing permanent damage and death to all these organs in the children. And they want to push this out on 5-year-olds, 6-month-olds, and pregnant women. I am not okay with a hospital promoting murderous, detrimental suggestions or drugs. I am not okay with the FDA being okay knowing this is going to harm children. I'm not okay with this. This is very dangerous. Stu, I'm going to ask you, this is a huge crime against humanity. It was a crime against my own family by one hospital and one board of a hospital. Crimes against humanity. Think about Hitler destroying and killing millions of people. Right? Think about that one. Just one. There have been others. What about Saddam Hussein? Crimes against innocent people, raping, murdering people. We were not okay with that. What was the end result that we actually called for to put an end to crimes against these humanities or crimes against humans? I find it atrocious, devastating, and the same thing should be applied to Anthony Fauci and all the people that are okay knowing that these things are going to damage our children, lifelong, permanent damage to their internal organs and tissues. It will affect the rest of their lives and possibly kill them, and they knew it before they ever told you you had to get it.
We're going to put links to those studies and to that Mayo Clinic deal at Infowars.com. We're going to put it up everywhere. That should go so far and so wide. There are healthcare professionals, so-called doctors, that are going to push and advocate for the push of your children to get this as this emergency use authorization, which oftentimes gets mistaken for approval, which it is the furthest thing from, is being pushed into age groups that are younger and younger and younger and is eventually going to go down to age zero. I have talked to a whistleblower inside of a healthcare system, Dr. Artis, that is telling me that she works in an OBGYN clinic for a very big healthcare system where a doctor has standing orders for every single newly impregnated female to get this COVAX without their knowledge, without their consent. I have seen the screenshots. I have to redact them, and I will bring them here next week. We're going to expose these people one at a time. You're doing a hell of a job doing it. Dr. Brian Artis, thank you so much for being here. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
Dude, thanks for having me on. And just so you know, last statement on the Pfizer fact sheets produced by the FDA, it states
I got
right now, revised June 25th, 2021. It is your
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me over at StuPeters.tv. Humbled to be here. So last week on the Stu Peters Show, Dr. Jane Ruby broke on that show exclusively the findings of some Spanish researchers in the Pfizer vials they were able to obtain with a solid chain of custody by a law enforcement individual who secured the vials. They stored them appropriately. They diluted them according to Pfizer's manufacturer recommendations. And they found a toxic substance called graphene oxide. It went ballistic. It went absolutely ballistic. Because what is graphene oxide and how does it work? So Dr. Jane Ruby is going to join us now. Dr. Jane, in addition to the Pfizer vial, now these Spanish researchers have reported that they got a hold of AstraZeneca, and also in AstraZeneca they're finding this graphene oxide. Before you start here on what graphene oxide is and why people should be concerned about this, I want to mention The fact checkers have gone into complete panic mode. It's all over everywhere since you broke that on my program. Damage control, propaganda spewing, printed lies in an attempt to discredit the messenger of truth because their lives depend on it. This is about money, control, compliance, and power, but imagine the consequences, like Dr. Brian Artis just mentioned, that these people might one day face if the whole world is made aware of their participation in what could be the biggest mass murder, genocide, population-deleting weapon of biowarfare that mankind has ever witnessed.
Yeah, Stu, thanks for having me back on the Alex Jones Show. Just so that people understand, you did a nice intro of sort of the chronology of this. This is a group out of Spain called La Quinta Columna. They are researchers, biostatisticians. They did use a law enforcement officer who or official who is familiar with the proper chain of custody. They had a sealed Pfizer vial, and what they found in the vial appeared to be on the recommendation and assessment of experts in biochemical engineering that this was a substance called graphene oxide. Now, they actually looked at it under a regular microscope and saw the gross pictures of it. It looks like a piece of Kleenex under some paint, if you will, the best way to describe it. Your producers have the pictures as I'm describing them. And so that was the regular microscope. Then they put it through an electron microscope to look at it on the molecular level, and that's when they saw what appeared to be a side-by-side photo between what they were looking at under the electron microscope, and they can bring it up if they could get that up. That would be great. And on the right-hand side is from an industrial publication of graphene oxide, and you can see that even though the magnification is slightly different from one to the other, the one that is on your left, sample RD1 is the label for the Pfizer vial. They said that the volume across the space that they were looking at through the microscopes, both the regular and the electron, comprised about over 99% of this graphene oxide. Now, graphene oxide is it's a single molecule sheet, if you can think of a sheet. It actually is very toxic. There's also a study that I provided to the producers if they could bring that up, and that is, there are many publications throughout that people can readily find in the public domain talking about the toxicity of graphene oxide. This is not a minute amount of it. Shortly thereafter, and they know that they have to look at multiple vials across different companies, they're going to start doing more intense chemical analyses on these. This is the group. This is their report, which you can get translated to English by a website called Orwell City that is not associated with them, but they do the Spanish to English translations. And so anyway, they went on to get secure a vial from AstraZeneca that was sealed, and they followed the instructions on reconstituting it into the prescribed multiple doses, and then they looked at an individual dose under their microscopes, and that's when you see these particles with this very eerie black, like sort of looks like a black stocking, this black mesh that intertwines, classic for graphene oxide. And anyway, this single sheet of material does break through the membranes of your cells, your individual cells, and that's very dangerous because the cell leakage results in the contents spilling out. That is a major signal to your body. Remember I told you that this material goes everywhere in your body. Well, when this is injected either into your intramuscular, in your deltoid muscle, or in your subcutaneous tissue, the fat pad of your arm, it does, because it is a nanoparticle. Remember, we're not talking about a large molecule. We're talking about something at the nano level. And so it's able to almost immediately get into your blood compartment, get into your bloodstream. And because of that, it gets to everywhere in your body, and it can affect every cell in your body. So it actually destroys your cell membranes. It's got a certain ionic charge to it, which just opens like every door. We've talked about the blood-brain barrier, other protective barriers in the body. And so this is important. So getting back back to the AstraZeneca. This was a second analysis. They went through the same steps. They put it under a regular microscope. They saw a similar picture. I do have, don't remember what we named it, but we do have a picture of a side-by-side that looks like a piece of Kleenex under a wet paint. And it is marked, I believe, AstraZeneca. And so they repeated this process. They also put it under an electron microscope, and they saw the exact same, you're seeing the Pfizer analysis here, but they're seeing the exact same, these ugly, bulbous, you know, pieces in this material. Now, people have pushed back. Now what you're seeing here is the regular microscope for the AstraZeneca sample. And you see on the right, this is real graphene oxide. This is bona fide proven. On the left, where it says Muestra Vacuna, that is the AstraZeneca sample before they went to the electron microscope. So what we're seeing here is something we never knew before. And let me just say this. People have said to me, well, that's not listed on the ingredients of these companies. There are a lot of things that haven't been disclosed, okay? And if you remember correctly, there were countless pharmacists across the country who were asked to open the package insert that I've explained on many shows. That is it's a legal document that must accompany all products, drugs, medical devices. And when these pharmacists were asked to open the vials, the packages, and pull out the package insert, to their horror and shock, they were blank. And they actually had a stamped phrase on them, left blank intentionally, something to that effect. Well, that's not satisfactory. So that's not informed consent in my estimation in the pharmaceutical drug development world. That's nowhere near informing people of what's in something and getting their full and uncoerced consent to have this put into their bodies, particularly because this is experimental. And so this group in Spain, by the way, the AstraZeneca analysis was done in conjunction with another group of researchers in Spain called Corrección Directo, something to that effect. This is all unfolding, Stu, literally hour by hour, day by day. And so we would like to know why this material is in there. And I'm going to go back to my original moniker, you know, hashtag just wait. You see how things are unfolding. This cannot be safe for human beings. It's never been tested. I want to also remind you of that. It has never been tested in living human beings before. And I'm not sure why, because this should have been run through animals. There are some new preclinical studies coming out in animals, in animal tissues, and they're warning that it's dangerous and that it needs to be tested further before being used in humans. So why is it in these vials?
Dr. Jane Ruby, you can find her at drjaneruby.com. She has an encrypted and safe personal proton mail, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Of course. So as the world opens up to the knowledge of this injection, this inoculation, as we start to get more and more information, as we start to expose how many hidden agendas there were, going back all the way to remdesivir, since they announced the release of this COVID-19 virus, you remember the media was in a frenzy. This thing might come here. And we all knew right away from the beginning exactly what this was going to do. This was a part of a plan to unseat a duly elected president. But once they did that, they were able to find out that their dreams for population control, their dreams for ultimate complete subservience from everybody, their total control, their power, their enrichment could be taken so much further. This is a true, sick, demonic evil that we are fighting. Please go to InfoWars.com and get those links that Dr. Brian Artis said from the Mayo Clinic. Make sure that you show them to every single person that you know that's considering this thing. There are hundreds of millions of lives at stake. God bless you, and I hope to see you next week on the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me at Stu Peters.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.